Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Let's get straight to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come once again before you as a group of people. All those who are listening, Father, I pray that your blessings be upon each and every one of them, that today will be a day of encouragement. Father, I pray with great praise to you for your grace and your love and your mercy. And we give all the glory to you. And thank you. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for being such a loving Father that you provided a way of salvation. Father, may we be a repentant people, each one of us individually and as a nation. And may we always, always, Abba Father, put you first in our lives. I ask for your protection over this nation, over everyone who is listening, Father, and for those who are grieving, for there are many who have lost loved ones or who have just received bad news. Father, I just pray your comfort and your healing power upon each and every one. Father, I pray for CSC Talk Radio. I leave it in your hands. May it be what you want it to be. Encourage me, Father. Show me the way. It's been 10 years, Father. Show us the way that we can be broader, that we can be better, that we can glorify you in a better way, not for us, but for your kingdom, for the future generations of not just this nation, but globally, Father. May we all trust in you, and then may we be a people who will act. Father, it is for such a time as this that we bow before you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, today is Flag Day, and I received this. I left out his name. No, it's Mickey Thomas. I received this a long time ago, and he actually read it. He wrote it, and he read it on the air, and I thought it would be appropriate to share it as well as some other things today as we celebrate Flag Day. My daughter is the flag I wave. She rides aloft and free, high above the evening shadows of the mountain's majesty. She rides above the shadow, floating gently on the wind, and as always in the evening, she begins to sing again. My neighbor, too, is standing, watching, and by the rhythm of his knee, I know he rides beside her through the halls of history. And as I observe the glory reflected in my neighbor's eyes, I feel a shiver of the shadow as the evening breezes rise. I can hear my flag a-hummin', I can feel the banners beat. Excuse me. And my fingertips start drumming to the echo of her feet. Excuse me. Vibrating patriotic tune drawn from deep within our hearts, shake the windows of our rooms when the daughter's music starts. Forgive me, I got a little choked up there. Oh, thank you, Rudy. And the flag, the old glory. So I have a little quiz here, actually. Rudy actually found this little quiz for me this morning. And he he thought it was not as difficult as he would have liked it to be, I think. But there were some questions on it that I thought I wouldn't have known necessarily, not off the top of my head. I might have known him a once upon a time, that there are many things I have forgotten in these years. Flag Day is considered a federal holiday. And the answer, these are true or false questions, and the answer to that is false. We didn't get off work, but we don't get off work a lot of national holidays, but we didn't get off work. People don't close down for Flag Day. They just put the flags out. Number two, what year did the United States add its 50th star? Well, I knew who the 50th star was, but I didn't know what year it was. It was 1960. How many red stripes are there and how many white? There are 7. Red stripes and 6 white stripes. Rudy's counting them. We have a flag on the wall in here. Which state became the first to honor Flag Day as a state holiday? Pennsylvania is the answer to that. I can give you all these, but I'm just going to give you the answers. There's A, B, C, and D. You know, true. They're not all true and false. I thought they were earlier. What state's star was the last to be added to the American flag? And, of course, that is Hawaii. I don't think they're very grateful.
Don't seem to be
lately. And number 6, who has the authority to order American flags to be flown at half staff? And the answer to that is the president and the state governors. Number 7, 6 American flags have been planted on the moon by U.S. astronauts. How many flags are still standing? And it says 5. And I was trying to figure out how come they knew that. And Rudy said they had a super duper binoculars that they could see. Number 8. Which president signed an act of Congress proclaiming June 14th as National Flag Day? And the answer to that is Truman. Harry S. Truman, right here in the state of Missouri, Democrat president. Which year, a Democrat president who was not, he was not wealthy, he was not one of the politicians that was wealthy. Which year Congress approved the permanent holiday national observance and president officially signed it into law? Which year was that? 1949. What is the reason for National Flag Day? And the answer is to commemorate the adoption of the flag. The largest flag parade is held annually in what city and state? I'm going to give you these. A, Quincy, Massachusetts. B, Appleton, Wisconsin. C, Three Oaks, Michigan. Or D, Troy, New York. And the answer is D, Troy, New York. I wonder if they'll do that this year. And which one of the following seamstresses has been credited with creating the stars and stripes at the request of George Washington?
That's a gimme.
That's a gimme. Everybody knows it's Betsy Ross. Now, I should have been more prepared. I actually have a story about Betsy Ross of her life. And she is going to be included in the book that I'm writing. And I did a little studying on her. She did not have an easy life, and maybe I have shared that before with you, but she did not have an easy life. But today is Flag Day, and I hope you will honor the flag. I've got a couple of things I want to share with you, and then we're going to get on to some business. Well, why do we honor that flag? Because we believe it stands for independence and freedom, for liberty. That's why we honor that flag. It has nothing to do with the threads or the stripes or all of that. They're supposed to be a part of who we are. Flag Day. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back.
life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-296-1213. 800-296-1213. 800-296-1213. That's 800-296-1213.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, Rudy likes to look up to see what day it is. And today is also, along with Flag Day, it's the Army birthday. And today they will be 246 years old. It says in this little thing that I brought up, like, God, you watch over us all. And we thank you with wishes for a blessed birthday to the Army. Rejoice on this day when you were born on, and God gave us the greatest gift of all, a soldier of love. I pray today, above all other things, you love, hope, and strength as you celebrate another year of life. And that was, somebody had written that to the Army, and I thought that was kind of a neat tribute. Now, I had some things more I wanted to talk about on Flag Day, but I want to bring to you something else at the moment. And as I was looking through my information that I had this morning and thinking about Flag Day and thinking about what I had seen last night in the news, you know, I take a quietus away from the hiatus, away from all the news and everything. And this weekend I went away for the entire weekend to the Lake of the Ozarks. Rudy has a place there, and we all were... We went play. We just played. That's all we did. We cooked and played and ate and played. So we had a little break, but I said work starts Sunday night when I start tuning back into the news and trying to figure out what was going on. And as I was thinking about that this morning, I thought of the scripture, obviously, of the greatest of these is love. And the worst of these, what would that be? deceit and lies. Now, the Pharisees were constantly trying to trick Jesus because they, the priests, had studied the laws, and yes, they were profiting and slanting the laws to rule over the people of Israel rather than to serve as they were instructed. To get along with the dictator government, let's just say they became political. To get along, to be special, they saw themselves as elite, much like our Congress dictators in D.C. do today. Perhaps we should call them C.D. instead of D.C. But anyway, they're dictators in Congress. In all their vast wisdom and knowledge, the Pharisees, they set out to trick the Son of God. What will he say? How will he react to this question? But Jesus, being the maker of the laws, he kind of knew the true meaning of them. So in Matthew, we read, "Teacher," they ask, "which is the greatest commandment in the law?" And he replied, Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the greatest gift commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." So the answer is love. If you truly love, all else will fall into place. In thinking on the other direction, as I do sometimes, no trick question, just what is the most hated sin? Now, this is not theological, so don't go after me, because I know there are other things that is claimed to be the greatest sin, and my point is merely this. If you read in Proverbs 6:16 through 19, there are six things the Lord hates. So let's put it the way, which is the most hated sin. Seven are despicable to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush unto evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who stirs up conflict in the community. So the greatest of these is deceit and lies, because deceit is the basis for each of these despicable acts of behavior. How long will Americans continue to sit and take all the abuse? You know, it says the marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. That's George Washington. So here we have, we're facing the lies of Fauci, the lies of the media, the lies of the D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals, the lies of the bureaucrats, the lies of the president, the lies of the vice president. We are facing so many lies and deceit. This is a statement from Donald Trump. It came out on the 12th. And I get a chuckle out of him, because, you know, it's really not about him being right as much as it is about them being wrong. He says, "Have you noticed that they are now admitting I was right about everything they lied about before the election? Hydroxychloroquine works." Now, I want you to think of the depth of the consequences of these lies. They are worried. Maybe worried's not the right word, but the doctors that were saying hydroxychloroquine would help with this disease, they shudder to think how many hundreds of thousands of lives could have been saved had people acted, other doctors, the government acted on this hydroxychloroquine. The virus came from the China lab. We always knew it came from the Chinese lab. Hunter Biden laptop was real. Oh, yes, it's very real. Lafayette Square was not cleared for a photo op. Remember that? And they made fun of the president for going into the bunker. But so the media told America nothing was going on there, and that the president was used force to back off these peaceful protesters that were throwing frozen bottles of water to smack somebody in the head with. And they hurt cops that night, too. The Russian bounties story was fake. We did produce vaccines before the end of 2020 in record time. Blue state lockdowns didn't work. Schools should be opened. Critical race theory is a disaster for our schools and for our country. And our southern border security program was unprecedentedly successful. All the lies that have taken place, Fauci lied, people died. Will he pay for these lies? Because they had consequences. And it wasn't that it was just a misinformation. I've got an article here by the Federalist. It says the media didn't get it wrong. They're talking about Lafayette Park. They lied to America. And they're still lying to America. And that's why I was saying, how long will Americans put up with this abuse? This abuse of power. This abuse over the people. Is it fear? Have we been so deceived to believe this is the way it should be? Is it laziness, complacency, and apathy? Do we no longer hold liberty to be of any value? Do we no longer want to be an independent people? Lies are the enemy of a free people. Recognize the lies and stand against them. Recognize what they are doing. They're not, we shouldn't be laughing at these politicians lying to us. I wrote on this article here, Adam Schiff lied. Remember, he had the evidence. He didn't have any evidence. He had nothing. He had squat. Pelosi, she has lied at every turn. Remember when she tore up the State of the Union address and said it was full of lies? Well, she's the one who's full of lies. And in that State of the Union address, President Donald Trump at that time talked about this virus that may have been unleashed. It may be something bad. It may not be anything other than a common cold. I don't know. We're watching it. She tore it apart. And it wasn't too much later. She told her people, go out and party in Chinatown. Go out and have a good time. Because it was the Chinese New Year. But then, they're telling us we can't celebrate the 4th of July. Think about this, people. AOC has lied over and over and over again, talking about how she felt like she was going to be killed. Well, maybe she felt that way because she's a little bitty coward. She has nothing to stand on except falsehoods and lies and deceit. They have no truth within them. Al Gore lied over and over and over again about this climate change. It's not the truth. It's a lie. It's a lie to take your land. It's a lie to take your rights. It's a lie to take your freedom. John Kerry lied. How many times have they told us X amount of years and it's all going to be over? Unless you pay us trillions and trillions of dollars. Hillary Clinton lied. John McCain lied. All of them have lied to us. How many more lies are we going to put up with before we say, enough is enough? Set my people free! Come on, America. Don't buy the lies of the woke. Don't buy the lies of the lying politicians. Start standing up for what is good and righteous. Start standing up for God. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land can
contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90 days supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-418-5778. 800-418-5778. 800-418-5778. That's 800-418-5778.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, I'm talking about lies. You know, if you're a Christian, truth should mean something to you. And Scripture tells us the truth will set us free. Well, lies do the exact opposite. They enslave the people. And that's all we're getting out of D.C., is slavery. So lies are the enemy of a free people. Now we've got, Rudy's got a notebook of 146 lies that the media perpetrated, I guess mostly against President Donald Trump. But those lies about President Donald Trump are the lies to you, the people. They're lying to you so you do not know the truth. Because they know if you have the truth, they're done. They're done. But they're only done if you stand up and act. We are not a democracy. We are a republic. The republic means the people are the ones in charge. But if the people sit back and do nothing, then the tyrants will take over. And unfortunately, that's the way I see it is happening. The tyrants have taken over. Now we have Republicans that are claiming this and they're claiming that. And I get all excited about some of them, and then I go, wait a minute. You voted this way on this. Don't tell me this is what you feel. You either believe in truth all the time, in the Constitution all the time, or you don't believe in it at all. So I ask again, why are we putting up with this? Is it fear? Do we have so much fear in our hearts? Do we fear our government? If we fear our government, then we are already under tyranny, my friends. We tease about the men in black coming in this office. Good luck finding California, Missouri, huh? But don't think it's not in the back of our minds. Have we been so deceived that we believe this is the way it should be? That we should just put up with this stuff? Oh, they're the elected, they're the ones in the, but they're not the ones in authority. You are the ones in authority. But if you don't practice your authority, you're enslaved to them. I think it's more of a, we are lazy. I think we have fear. I think we have fear of them. But I think it's more of a, that we're lazy and complacent, and we think, oh, one person can't make a difference. But they can. We've seen that. And then I worry that we've lost that spirit of independence as a people. Do you stand and pledge the flag? Do you have chills that come over you about what this country has gone? We are not like any other country. None. So this woke lie that is deceit that is crossing this country is nothing but a lie. Did we have dark days? Oh, yes, we did. What people didn't. Can they say they had no dark days in the country that they were taken from when they were brought here as slaves? What was going on in their country? It was dark days there. There are always dark days because there is always evil in this world. But America needs to stand against that evil and stand for what is truth and what is right. Lies are the enemy of free people. We must recognize it. For it is our right. It is our duty. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem more likely to affect their safety and happiness. It is their right. It is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Obviously, that is out of the Declaration of Independence. When was the last time you sat and read it? When was the last time that you teared up for the Pledge of Allegiance? When was the last time the hair stood on the back of your neck? Not out of fear, but out of pride. We celebrate a flag of freedom. Yet today we have our very own being held political prisoners in D.C. In jails, they're being beaten, they're being abused. For what? For entering the Capitol. The people's house. Not Pelosi's house. It's the people's house. I don't think things went like they should have that day. But I'm not so sure, as some of these other hosts that are saying, that the people had no right to enter. For they did have a right to enter peacefully. The only shot that was fired was the one that killed one of the peaceful protesters. She was not armed. She wasn't doing what she should have been doing, climbing through a broken window. But she did not deserve to be executed. And now they refuse to let us know who that was. They keep saying it was the Capitol Police. I'm telling you, I'm not so sure it was. a Capitol Police. You don't see much of that person in the video, unless I've seen the wrong videos. You just mostly see a hand and a figure. We have people who believe in this flag. They were carrying this flag. In fact, that was one of their weapons, was a flagpole. Nobody had a gun. Nobody's being held for having a gun. They're being said they were trespassing. How can they be trespassing on the people's house if they are the people? When will we say enough is enough? What or who shall we throw off from our current tyrannical government? Anybody who continues to tout the lie of democracy, that's one right there, including these talk show hosts that keep saying it. Correct them. We're not a democracy. We're acting like one, but we were not established to be a democracy. We don't want to save the democracy. We want to restore the republic and the original constitution. We must get involved. We must get involved. Read that Declaration of Independence. I rewrote it. I'm going to rewrite it again, I think. I'm going to go look at it. I say all these things and then I end up getting distracted. We need to start writing notes to President Donald Trump. We need to start writing notes to Congress over and over and over again. Make it a weekly thing. Now, Beth, I can't afford the stamps. Then send an email. Go to your local library if you don't have a computer and send an email. Make the phone calls. Leave a message. Be kind. Show love. But stand for truth. We have our very own who were carrying this flag, saying they were trespassing on the Capitol, the people's house, just wanting to make sure that an election was done correctly. There was no insurrection on January 6th, but there has been a takeover by the Marxists and the communists, the AOCs, the Pelosis. Biden, he doesn't have a clue. His wife is one of the most evil women I can think of next to Hillary because of what she's putting this man through. She has no respect. She has no truth. She's living a lie and getting very wealthy at it. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet is helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer
and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work, I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm not going to concentrate on this one very long, but I think it's something we need to keep in mind. I don't know about worry about, but we need to be watchful. How's that? Naftali Bennett was sworn in as Israel's new prime minister yesterday, ending former prime minister Benjamin Netanyahu's 12 years in office. After four elections in 2 years, Bennett's incoming government breaks a long political deadlock and ushers in the most diverse coalition Israel has ever seen, including the first Arab party to serve in the government. Netanyahu, who commands a much larger political faction, is not taking the defeat lying down. Now, I'm wondering if he has so much larger a faction, what happened there?
I don't know.
Is it the same thing that happened here or similar? Last night they called this new one as the right, radical right. I don't know what that means in Israel. In a debate ahead of the swearing-in, Netanyahu denounced the coalition that ousted him from office, calling it a weak and dangerous government and saying it wouldn't be able to stand up to global rivals like Iran. "We'll be back soon," Netanyahu said, as a warning to both his international rivals and outside enemies. I would bet that he and Trump are on the phone talking quite a bit these days. What do you think?
You win that bet.
I win that bet. Oh, well, darn, I wish I had some money to lay down. You know, America is a diverse country. We're not a racist country. Are there racist people in it? Yes. But as a system, as a government, we are not a racist country. But the left, the communists that are leading this country, the Pelosi's, the AOC's, the Omar's, I think we should send her back where she came from. I'm sorry, but that's how I feel. If they hate this country so much, then they need to leave it. You know, we did that in the
original revolution. As small as this country was back then, they sent nearly 100,000 people packing. You don't like it? Leave it. You want to hold the queen or the king in higher regard? Then go serve them. But Old Glory stands with all of us. And recently there was somebody on the left. She says it brings fear to her heart. And she's worried about this and worried about that. And it's these white racists that hold this flag up. Did she have any idea how many people of color, different colors, died? Not for Old Glory, but for what Old Glory stands for. Freedom. Independence. And yes, an Emancipation Proclamation. It stands for all Americans. There she stands, through the rubble. How we all looked at Old Glory when that was all that was left out of the rubble on 9/11. I am the flag. I am Old Glory. I am the flag of the United States of America. My name is Old Glory. I fly atop the world's tallest buildings. I stand watch in America's halls of justice. I fly majestically over institutions of learning. I stand guard with power in the world. Look up and see me. I stand for peace, honor, truth, and justice. I stand for freedom. I am confident. I am arrogant. I am proud. When I am flown with all my fellow banners, my head is just a little higher, my colors a little truer. I bow to no one. I am recognized all over the world. I am worshipped. I am saluted. I am loved. I am revered. I am respected. I am feared. I have fought in every battle of every war for more than 200 years. I was flown at Valley Forge, Gettysburg, Shiloh, Appomattox. I was there at San Juan Hill, the trenches of France in the Argonne Forest, Anzio, Rome, and on the beaches of Normandy, Guam, Okinawa, Korea, Kishan, Saigon. Vietnam know me. I was there. I led my troops. I was dirty, battle-worn, and tired. And my soldiers cheered me, and I was proud. I have been burned, torn, and trampled on the streets of countries. I have helped set free. It does hurt me. It does not hurt me, for I am invincible. You know, folks, our flag, it does still stand for freedom. You realize that, right? I have been soiled. I have been soiled upon, burned, torn, trampled in the streets of my country. And when it is done by those whom I served in battle, it hurts. But I shall overcome, for I am strong. I have slipped with bonds of earth and stood watch over the uncharted frontiers of space from my vantage point on the moon. I have borne silent witness to all Americans' finest hours, but my finest hours are yet to come. When I am torn in strips and used as bandages for my wounded comrades on the battlefield, when I am flown at half-mast to honor my soldiers, or when I lie in the trembling arms of a grieving parent at the grave of their fallen son or daughter, I am proud. I am the flag of the United States of America. I am Old Glory. It's just a flag. It's just a piece of cloth with a design of the red and the white and the blue and the stars. Last week, you know, there's been great controversy over the pledge. There's been great controversy over the national anthem and the flag being sung and honored at ball games, but even in New York, and I can't remember what game it was, but there they all were. The crowd was standing and singing a little louder, a little prouder than they have before, because before we have taken it for granted. We must never, ever take freedom for granted. We must always hoist Old Glory, not because the flag is just a symbol. It's a symbol of truth and glory, independence, and freedom. It's a symbol of blood and guts. It's a symbol of men and women who will fight for strangers. So I say and I ask you today, will you not write notes? Will you not make phone calls? Will you not save this republic? Restore it. For this Old Glory over here does nothing except what the people can do. For liberty, it isn't in the flag. Liberty is always in the hands of the people to bring America home.
Home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com.